Good morning. It is coming up on 7:23. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. More news, traffic, and weather, of course, at the bottom of the hour. But joining us now, as he does once a month, is Bill Roller from BR Capital. He gives us our financial news updates every single day. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, David. I'm doing great. Still scratching my head over Donald Trump's big win on Tuesday in the Indiana primary.
Were you really that surprised?
No, I wasn't that surprised. I was kind of surprised that both Cruz and Kasich dropped out right after that. So,
I believe it was a crushing blow to them.
That's true. So Donald Trump is the presumptive Republican nominee, and we're trying to figure out what all that's going to mean for the U.S. and the economy.
So he said a couple of interesting things about the debt and things like that. You want to elaborate a little bit more?
Yeah, well, MarketWatch reports that low interest rate backer Trump wants to replace Janet Yellen at the Fed and refinance U.S. debt.
Would that do for us?
Well, it would tend to weaken the dollar, of course, but it would have a chance of making the U.S. exports more affordable worldwide. But that's a very liberal kind of position. Traditionally, Republicans, conservatives are for a strong dollar and, you know, protecting the value of the currency. And so that's part of the issue. Nobody really knows what Donald Trump's positions are.
Now, before you continue on that one, let's talk about that, though. We got a little bit of a huge debt. It's what, $21
trillion? And going up.
Okay.
$21 trillion if you don't count things that have to be paid. I mean, that's already on the books, not like Social Security that's going to be paid.
Right. So now you have all this debt, and what's the best way to deal with it? Refinance it. Lower your payment, right?
That would be true.
Okay. What is the difference in our dollar compared to a currency around the world? How offset is that? And would it really lower it that much?
It certainly could. I mean, value of the dollar is tied to a bunch of things. Certainly, GDP, trade deficits, interest rates. So it's a fairly complicated kind of equation.
Yeah, I understand that. But I mean, how much more is our dollar than say, I don't know, the peso or something like that?
Well, usually you're looking at it against the euro. And,
okay, so how much? What's the difference between the dollar and the euro right now?
Right now, it's about 120 to the 120 cents to 1 euro.
Okay, and it would lower our dollar how much?
I couldn't say offhand.
Okay,
I mean, it would certainly have some impact. I mean, it depends on how low rates would go.
Yeah, it might level the playing field for us too.
It could help. But again, like I said, that tends to be more of a liberal kind of position than a conservative one.
Okay.
Other kinds of things. Some of the things Donald Trump has said about use of the military. Again, a little bit of his campaign hasn't put any of the detailed white papers, position papers, like other campaigns have. And he does have a tendency to wing it. So that's what the market is trying to reconcile, that uncertainty.
There's going to be lots of uncertainty until he actually puts out what his positions are and what he plans on doing with it. But things I've heard is that he definitely wants to go after ISIS and make sure that we're safe here.
Well, certainly that helps. I think quite a bit, you know, the style of Donald Trump is quite appealing. We've seen, particularly on the Republican side, you know, we had all those years of George W. Bush, you know, getting pilloried and refusing to fight back about some of the things that was said about him. We had John McCain refusing to go after Barack Obama over some of his associations. Donald Trump doesn't seem to suffer from that kind of restraint, and for a lot of Republicans or people in general, that's very attractive.
Sure. All right. In the last 30 seconds here. So the market seems to be pulling back?
It is up a little bit today. It was off the last 2 days, and it's got doing a little bit of a recovery here. Just a little bit of a snapback. Can't really say what's driving it.
Okay. I can see the uncertainty, though, until the president is actually elected. So.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very sideways market from now until November. So
there you go. Bill Roller, BR Capital, how can people get a hold of you?
We're at brcapitalinc.com or 800-562-7096. Always love to talk to people.
And we love talking to you, too. And thanks for the reports and the great job you do on that as well. It is 728. This is the Westside Morning Report. We'll have more news, traffic, and weather coming up in 2 minutes.